Hello, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Lightship, and we're going to be doing instantaneous healing. So kind of sit back and relax during this whole show, and we're going to be doing some lightship healings with people and showing some of their advanced healing technologies and how fast and quick they work and describing different types of programs. So we'll be doing a lot of different sampling of healing energies, and all you have to do is just show up. There's no processing whatsoever with these healings, not like Earth-based technology. So I'll just have my co-host, Sylvia. Are you there, Sylvia?
I am. Hello.
So I'll have you come on and speak a little bit, and then we'll do some healings.
Wonderful. So welcome, everyone, to today's show. We're very happy to have you here with us, and we're going to be talking a bit about the Creation Lightship and why it's here at this time, and talking all about the different services that Ron offers for healing, as well as doing live healings right now on the show. So we're very happy to have you here, and we'll get started with the first question. So, Ron, I'm going to ask you, especially for all the listeners that are tuning in, and perhaps it's their first time and they've never heard of the Creation Lightship before, could you give us kind of a primer on what the Creation Lightship is?
Yes, the Creation Lightship is creation energy itself. This energy actually created you. It is only light energy, and it uses light language to do the creations with. So this is the energy that created all souls, all spirits that are born in the light. And it's here now, just like it was 2,000 years ago when Jesus walked the earth to help all sentient beings on this planet and elsewhere for the universal shift. And the universal shift happens once every 2,000 years, and it's the way creation itself can keep track of its creation, and it can dispel the darkness that way so that you can start over again at another consciousness without darkness. So this is kind of what it's about. Jesus was from the light ship, and he came down into the Catholic Federation hierarchy of spiritual energies and physical energies, and from there he came to the earth. And unfortunately, they did not hold 100% light energy at that time for him. So his backup band basically betrayed him, like you mentioned on his cross, "Why did you forsake me?" And at that point, the earth did not do the universal shift. It decided not to do it because the population was not told enough about ascension, and the earth spirit did not want to have a loss of its physical life forms. So anyway, this is what it's about. It's about shifting consciousness, and all sentient beings have this choice across the universe to take their physical life form, in our terms here, be our physical bodies, to a higher consciousness and rematerialize again in a new state of awareness. And so this is your choice. It's your body's choice, which you'd like you to do. It's definitely prodding people. People now are kind of wondering what's happening now, and they have heard stories or information or prophecies about the Mayan calendar ending at the year 2012, and a lot of people are doing predictions now about this. And the universal shift could very possibly be at 2012, although I'm not privileged for that information. A lot of psychics also say there's a gigantic shift happening in 2008. So I really don't know, but it's going to happen. And the most important thing is to be able, when this energy does shift, which is instantaneous, to be able to take your body with you with full consciousness to another dimension. So it's just very, very simple. And the hard part is that most people are not in their bodies. They're only in their body 20%. And naturally, with that low of spirit energy, there's no way that your spirit can actually move your physical body to another consciousness. The body will just typically stay dematerialized and won't reappear again. So what happens during this shift, as you're probably getting new information right now and wondering what is dematerialization and how is this going to happen, what happens is that just like you are a frequency and everything else is, a vibration is a frequency, and that frequency is much like a sine wave, and it's or the light bulbs in your house getting turned off and on and off and on and off and on. And what will happen with the universe, it'll be just be turned off instantly. The light energy will disconnect its source energy from everything, and then it's going to collect all of these spirit, in a sense, fragments, all of its own creations, in a sense, back to itself. That's not 100% correct, but just to make it sound simple. And then from there, everybody will have the chance through, like, musical chairs to decide where they wish to go to for their next incarnation. And at that point, you can have free choice. And if you're lucky enough to be able to have your spirit fully in your body at that time, and you're prepared for the shift, which is cleaning out your emotional density so that you can become fully into your body, then at that point you're going to be able to take your full consciousness. Your body will be renewed again in perfect perfection. So if you are missing a body part, a leg or an arm or internal organs or something, that will be replaced instantly. And you're going to be able to go to another dimension consciously and live there, just like heaven on earth is supposed to be here. So this is kind of what the ascension is going to be. And this is, for me, it's very exciting. And I hope that all of you listening are going to be doing the work, because you have to do the work for the ascension. It's not a gift. That's a divine gift. The divine gift is that your spirit's eternal, but the gift is for your body. So basically, how much do you love your body? And if you have the choice, as you use your intellect, do you want to destroy your body because of not being able to do the work to allow it to live longer? And this is your conscious choice. But your spirit will naturally leave if your body cannot hold the frequencies for the spirit to be in it. So this is a gift for your body if you choose to do the work. And like I said, it's your body is really excited to do this, but, you know, like the song from Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, you know, years ago, you know, is your shadow taller than your soul? Well, I think most people's shadows are very enormous, and you have to shed your shadow and come walk in spirit in order to do this shift. Oh, I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia. Is that enough of answering, or should I continue on?
Well, I think that's a wonderful explanation, and I'd like to talk a little bit about specifically the upcoming universal shift. You've described a bit about this before, about how the Earth spirit has decided that it wants to shift to the eighth dimensional reality, and that an actual new planet is being created at this time or the blueprints of it are ready for when the shift happens. And I thought you could describe that to people, because it's a very interesting thing, and it's something that I think we can all look forward to, is a much higher dimensional reality world than the one that we're living in now.
Yes, that's correct. So on the light chip contains all spiritual blueprints for everything that has been created from the past in the light, and everything that's going to be created. And so at this point, let me back up here. The light only works in the now, and so the spiritual blueprint for the Earth is already completed for eighth-dimensional reality, and it will be in place and activated during the universal shift. And so what happens is, because creation has to keep track of its creation, this shift happens every 2,000 years. That's why you have seen, or we've talked about before, and everybody knows about different races that were here on this planet, and all of a sudden they basically vanished, and no signs of them, but yet there's artifacts that people have lived in a certain location with no bones. So anyway, what's going to happen is the Earth spirit, because of working with lower density life forms, we'll just say life forms that are maybe 3D and 4D, and 5D will say, it decides that it does not want to live in duality any longer. And versus spirit, and it has a conscious choice too, just like you do, okay, but it's awakened. And so it decided to recreate a new Earth that's going to be in place in AC. So when the ship happens, it's going to leave the Earth plane here. The Earth will naturally be dematerialized like the whole universe will be. And then at that point, it will go to its new blueprint, and it will be created with its spirit energy into a new vibratory rate, which will be out of duality. Now, what will happen is the Earth blueprint is still available, and I believe that there will be walk-in spirits, we'll say, or other spirits who will wish to rematerialize the Earth, maybe at 4D and 5D, okay? And that's where people talk about possibly parallel universes and different things like this, how you can have different times, different places at the same time. So anyway, recreated with a different spirit energy, which is perfectly fine because everything can be used over again, the consciousness, since the movement's already created. And this happens to us here physically. You've heard of people who've had walking spirits into the body. The body still goes on, but yet the spirit that was in it before has left. And normally what happens is the person will have a complete change of consciousness, and at that point, what used to be is no longer who they are, and they may pick up maybe possibly more healing abilities, typically, or they may just feel lost here. I've dealt with about 3 walk-ins so far. Just kind of going, switching gears slightly here. We have had walk-ins. And for them, it gets to be very frustrating because what they used to know and do no longer kind of has that pull for them. And so people who are career people, they kind of want to give up what they're doing because it doesn't feel right any longer, even though they've been trained for maybe, you know, 30 years at their vocation, and they just don't feel that it's right. Well, their whole life kind of is kind of up in the air, sort of, until they find out what their new niche is going to be. But the Earth spirit is going to be leaving, and you do have a choice if you wish to be in duality again, and if you wish to work with the hierarchies of the Galactic Federation, which will be rematerialized, but it should be in truth energy this time, like it was before it got out of alignment. And so remember, we're dealing with 4,000 years density here. And so since the Earth chose not to shift the last 2,000 years, it had the previous 2,000 years and the 2,000 years now. So we have a 4,000 years density here. And so our space brothers, the Galactic Federation, you know, the all the different extraterrestrial names that we talk about, are supposed to be here to help us fully and completely and not allow anything to come into our frame of reference here, our lifestyles, to interfere with us. But unfortunately, they're not holding 100% spiritual integrity. And like with that they created, which was a hierarchy, so you have a hierarchy, like a pecking order, so you have some energies holding more light than others. Well, it should all be the same light. So it shouldn't be a pecking order or a hierarchy of energies, because light is life. So if you kind of look at that aspect, you know, you're going to wonder, see, why did they create that? Well, what they did is they created different densities of light. So it goes from darkness to light. And, you know, as above, so below. So we're in the below set situation here. And our below is not that good. And I'm sure their above is not that good either right now. But they are getting better, and they're 35% in the light, holding light frequency, and 55% in the darkness. And before the light shift came, it was 20% and 80%. So they have improved somewhat, but whether or not they're going to hold 100% light before the universal shift is hard to say. And it really makes no difference, because the universal shift will take care of it from the light shift. So those of you who are kind of wondering, you know, what's happening out there to the cosmos, well, this is what's happening, is that this shift is happening. And it will happen regardless of what happens here and how you feel about society and the way maybe your life is being run by, you know, external forces and things like this. So the main thing is to just know that there is a change, you know, people ask me when I go off to different conferences, some of the questions are, well, is there a God? How come it's so horrible here? And I say, well, the God is what was created by the Galactic Federation. And that God energy, they created religions here that diluted your personal power. And they taught you to pray outside of yourself to an entity or a deity or whatever it would be so that you would not go within. And remember, Jesus came to nip that in the bud to tell you that to go within, to be with your spirit and your heart. And that's where the kingdom is. And that's the divine energy is inside of you. Other teachers brought forth the reincarnation process, which is a very nice plan and scheme because the dark side then had a way to tell you why you're trapped here for all these, you know, hundreds of lifetimes, which basically is you did not perform well in your last life. You caused somebody some pain and trauma, or you killed somebody. And now you're back in this lifetime to make amends, to balance the energy out, which is just a nice way of telling you this, but it's not spiritual law. Remember, the Federation does not use spiritual law. They use basically a lot of the dark energies, and it's very unfortunate that we're trapped here. So anyway, after the universal shift, you're going to be able to leave and go wherever you would like in the universe. In fact, since the light shift came into effect 2 years ago here, anybody who passed on is no longer going to experience reincarnation. So reincarnation at this moment in time is abolished. And I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia.
Well, that's wonderful information. And so just to recap, it is our job at this time to wake up and to understand and connect to the nature of our own divinity by going within instead of going outward and getting that connection there and getting our spirit energy back up to where it should be. And you mentioned that spirit energy is low for many people, and that often people are only about 20% really here in their bodies and connected. And let's talk a little bit about why it is that our spirit energy leaves us, what causes it to leave, why it gets stuck in the past, what causes these kinds of densities that we're dealing with, and then how you, working with the light ship, can help heal people of those densities and bring their spirit energy back to them fully so that they can do this process.
Hey, good question. There's two basic things that happen here. One thing is entities. Entities are the emotional bodies, invisible bodies of people who passed on. And this energy is not a high spiritual energy. It's from the earth. And this energy can never look out of your eyes. Your spirit energy is what looks out of your eyes all the time. And that's the window to your spirit. When you look into your eyes, you can actually see, you know, who you are. If people put sunglasses on at that point, you know, you kind of wonder who you're looking at or who is this person, because there's no resonance there. So that's kind of much like when you're filled with entities, and they come into you, you know, from pain and trauma. So basically what happened when you were first born, actually your spirit was fully in your body. And the reason why you're here, your spirit is here, is because it chose to come here to heal your physical life form. And its exchange, its reward for doing this is to be able to express, you know, with the divine energies, creation. So it could use your life form, your hands, you know, your thoughts to do creations here, which is what creation is all about, creating. And so when you're first born, you're whole and complete. And then, because your spirit cannot come into pain and density, okay, and traumas. And so as you start living your life, as you start to crawl, maybe the doctor spanked you, well, whatever's looking out of your eyes through that pain, that little part of you left, okay? So as long as the pain keeps coming, your spirit comes up and it leaves, and it comes up and it leaves, and little fragments start to leave you. And then maybe you had to have some shots when you were in the hospital. So that was painful, so part of you left too. And then maybe you got home and your mother stuck you with a couple pins by accident putting diapers on you, so now you have some more pain, and, you know, naturally that hurt, you know, caused physical pain, so you left again. And maybe you banged your head crawling around on the floor, and that caused pain, and some more of you left. And so eventually, once we got rid of, we started walking, then we found out about getting spanked, and that's more pain. We found out about maybe being embarrassed, having traumas in our life, different things like this, and that would leave. Remember, your spirit only is in love energy. So what happens is your physical body starts to store all these traumas, and it gets stored into your body, and this also is from genetic past lives too. And all of a sudden, as these energies start resurfacing in yourself, because your body needs to heal these energies from the past, so what you're experiencing isn't necessarily lessons. That's a kind of a new age cop-out for why things go wrong in your life. You're experiencing this physical lesson, or you have this spiritual soul contract. And the soul contracts are real. This is why I release people from their soul energy out of this planet here, so you can move on freely. Otherwise, you're stuck into a duality system, and you have a lot of self-sabotaging going on. So basically what happens is your body will kill itself to get well. Might be kind of blunt, but that's what happens. That's why we have graveyards here, and people are not connected spiritually to themselves. They have not worked to release these block energies, which is mainly emotional energies. So your spirit cannot and will not come into anything but love. And so when you have emotions, this is strictly judgment energy, which is a very low vibration. Remember, your judgment is judging the divine, and the divine doesn't judge itself. And so the spirit cannot resonate with judgment, so it will not come into your body. So the judgments that you have create energy blocks, which is why we die. And since your body is now well overdue of having a cleansing, like I said, you have 4,000 years now of density into your body, as opposed to 2,000 years. It's much harder in this lifetime to do this work. And so you want to clean out these densities so your spirit can come in, because it won't come in through trauma and pain and fear and ridicule or anything else that you went through that your spirit leave. So the main thing is to clean yourself out so that your spirit can come fully into your body. That's the whole key for ascension. And you should be in your body anyway, even if you don't even care about ascending or don't understand it at all or know nothing about it. You should be in your body to be responsible for the body's actions. Because when entities come into you, these entities take away some of your memory when they're in you, and you're not accountable for your actions because you have no guidance there, no spiritual integrity. Your psychic radar is reduced greatly, and you don't have the spiritual knowledge that you'd have with your spirit with you. And when entities come in, they bring in their addictions to you. So it's like a marionette. The marionette would be the entities, and your body is at the other end of it, and it's making your hands and legs move, and whatever actions you are doing, your mouth is moving by the entities, and you become like a robot. And you're controlled remotely from these entities that are working with you. They come into your consciousness, and they come in from physical pain, too. If you hurt yourself, they come in. Because they want to be healed, and they resonate with that physical pain energy. They come in from traumas. So they just come in, and we collect thousands of these things. And when they're here, you can't be. So the key is to get more into your body so that they can't come into you. That's your only defense against entities, is to be fully present in your body like you were when you were first born. And at that point, you can begin to have the healing that you'd like to have in your body, because your spirit is the conduit for healing. So how is that, Sylvia?
That's fascinating. It's amazing how it all works together. And you mentioned about judgment and how the divine, you know, sees with love. And so if we look out with judgment upon ourselves and others, then we're actually separating ourselves or cutting ourselves off from the divine. And I find that so interesting, too, in light of what Jesus taught One of the things that I understand that he taught and said was, as you see others, so you shall see yourself. So if you see the divine in others, then you see the divine in yourself, and you can connect to your own divinity. But if you're looking out with judgment, then essentially what you're doing is cutting yourself off from the divine. And that's just something that we can all start to apply in our lives right now. And I think that's wonderful. So along the lines of what you were saying about getting those spirit fragments collected up and back in fully with our body and getting the entities out, now I know that you offer a service like that you work with people on, but can we do a sampling of that right now for people?
Yes, what we'll do is a sampling to clear away and heal some of the entities that you've collected. Remember, they come into you from physical trauma, pain. They come into you when you get upset or angry. And they also can come in if you have any kind of intoxication or mind-altering experiences when you're not conscious, because your spirit's not going to be with you, you know, if you're having, if you're drunk and intoxicated, you know, or whatever, because it wants to be fully conscious in your body. So if you take drugs at all of any type that alter your mind, at that point you're not home. And then that leaves your body completely open for entities to come in. So what I would suggest, if you're that type of person, you probably won't be going through the ascension process until you stop the addictions. And naturally, when you take something that alters your mind, we'll just say that you're an alcoholic. Well, at that point, you're bringing in more and more entities to you who want to drink. So it's very hard to get rid of that addiction because the entities are already in you drinking. So I can do clearings on that too. But you have to be able to take charge at some point in your life to get rid of the entities and to take charge so that you can have more spirit with you. So it's very hard to have any type of healing when you have an addiction, because the entities are in you making you do the addiction that you have. So if you don't get the entities out, I would say it's very, very difficult to continue on with any kind of program that's out there that's tending to help you through the addiction. So let's go here. We're taking away some entities now. So you might feel your body change energies. Normally what will happen is when your spirit comes back to you, some more of your fragments, then at that point you may feel a little heavier. And you should feel typically a little warmer in your body and maybe have some tingles. So here we go. Just clear some entities from everyone. And I'm going to count to 10 as your spirit re-enters your body. Your additional spirit fragments that left from also being traumatized, because actually you actually kicked yourself out of your body by doing this here, whatever this situation would be, whether you hurt yourself or you took some drugs or whatever. At that point, you kicked your spirit out of your body. So here comes more of yourself. I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do some more clearing. And you may see your eyes getting a little brighter after this session here. If your eyes look kind of dull and lifeless, then you're not home. If they're bright, then you're in your body. That's one quick way to find out who's home. So you can look at all your friends now and check out their eyes. And if they look kind of dull and lifeless, you know that they're not in their body very well. And the sad thing with that is the fact that they're not really accountable for what you're telling them, because they're not going to be listening to you when you're doing a conversation with them. Somebody else is. And there could be a million somebody else's. And so you're holding the body accountable for the actions of an entity, and the person that's supposed to be home may not be in that body when you're talking to them. So that's may help someone out there why they're so frustrated with working with someone or a family member or something, because if their eyes are glossed over, I wouldn't even bother having a conversation with them, because you're not going to get through and they won't probably retain the memory of what you have talked about as far as a situation or something. So here we go. Coming more back into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do some more clearing here. And this is also known as a soul retrieval in the New Age movement, I guess you'd call that. And just clearing some more entities out of everyone here. And they're going back to the Earth Spirit, and the Earth Spirit will know what to do with these energies. It created this life form. It's not a spiritual life form from the creation light ship, because it was created by the Earth Spirit. Okay, coming more into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And one more clearing here. Okay, bring some more of you back into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. So you should feel a little warmer. You might feel your body kind of buzzing. You might sense a heaviness. You might just get up and walk a little bit here. You may feel actually better in your body now. And now we're going to just do an exercise to bring you more into your body, the parts that are in you. We're going to just take you off momentarily and put you in through your feet. Most spirits do not wish to go below the waist because they don't want to be here. They've been here, done that, and the more they're fully integrated with your body, the more they feel like they're trapped here in a sense. So we're going to force them into your lower parts of you right now so you can get some healing done to your legs. Remember, your spirit is what heals you, and if it's not in you, you can't have a healing. So it's very, very simple. So here we go. Coming out of your body and coming in through your feet and ankles and knees and now your waist and coming out, same process, coming in. Your feet, ankles, knees, hips, and coming out, and in, and out, and in, and out, and in, 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 out, and in. Here, now you should feel a little heavier. And how are you feeling, Sylvia? A little more dense in your body?
Yeah, and it definitely wakes up the lower extremities. You know, my feet are tingling, and I feel just fully in the body, whereas before, you know, like you said, you felt more like you were in the upper half.
Yes, uh-huh. So this should help all of you out there now. And we're going to do another light ship healing. This is a chakra alignment. And we'll go to your heart center first and reposition your heart here so it's proper. There we go. And throat chakra and third eye, power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. So here we go. Heart chakra. I'm going to open it up for you so it'll be a little, have more energy in your body to heal some of your body organs. So heart chakra front and back. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There. So now you're pretty much connected with your energetics of your body, your spirit's with you. How much, it's more than what it was, okay? You can ask your spirit how much you're in your body, it can tell you. You should be able to commune with your spirit much easier now. And your chakras being open means you're going to have more life force energy flowing through you. So we talked about how to get more into your body. Like we said, you cannot come in with emotional density. And so you still have blockages in you, but you need to get the energies out of you to allow your spirit to do more healing with you. So what I'm going to do now is a sample healing of my emotional years clearing. This is for this lifetime. This takes away the traumas that you have experienced in this lifetime. So it also heals your spirit, much like your past life review that you will have to do upon your dying process. You have to be cleansed of all the imprinted emotions that your spirit has picked up. And it also heals your physical body of these traumas too. So it allows you now to become more fully into your body and allows healing to take place. Remember, your spirit can't come into density judgment, which is what your emotions are. And the emotional body prevents healing of the physical body because it's a life form that does not have a spirit. It's not connected to the light ship like your spirit is, but it needs your spirit energy to live. So it can just suck away a lot of your energy of healing to yourself because it's such a dense energy and it needs that to live on. And then if you have a couple thousand entities or more, maybe a million inside of you, then at that point, you know, you have a hard time healing because you have a lot of these energies taking away your life force energy. This is why you want to be in your body. This is your only protection and only, you know, your salvation for longevity is to have your spirit with you. So here we go. I'm going to do some trauma releasing for everybody. I'm going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. There's absolutely no processing involved with any of these healings, okay? It's instantaneous, and the light beings on the light ship that comes here once every 2,000 years is here to help you out with this here. And there's only one creation light ship. People talk about starships. Well, those would be from the Galactic Federation. That's at a much, much lower consciousness. So here we go. From this point in time to your last birthday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'll go back one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So you should feel a little more relaxed as you're just listening to this program right now. And if you would like, I would advise you to look at something that happened to you in the last couple of years or so that caused you emotional upset. When that happened to you, caused you pain, emotional pain maybe, could even be a physical pain problem. But mainly it's emotional traumas, something that caused you much anxiety. Could be betrayal, could be a car accident, it could be your house burning down, it could be an unjust traffic ticket, could be having somebody stealing some money from you. You know, we go through a lot of processes here, you know, divorce, you know, that people have. And when you look at these scenarios now in the same time frame, you're going to find that it's very distant to you. So instead of being gets really close up into your face, you know, bothering you, you know, look at it, and it'll feel like it's somebody else's movie. Somebody else experienced it and not you. They went through the trauma. You're going to be able to see the scene, like watching a movie at a movie theater, but you're not going to be tied into the event causing you emotional turmoil. So just take a look at it right now. And there could be more than one thing, too. Some people have lots of things happen to them. And you should feel and sense that this energy is very, very distant to you. And this healing, like I said, is a divine healing. They're instantaneous and they're permanent. You only have to do this one time. And this healing is not complete because I haven't done your whole lifetime. So the charge for what I'm doing for you would be just take your age and multiply that by $5. So if you're 20 years of age, it's $100. It'd be like pocket change to you. You could spend more than that on a date, and it'll clear you out instantly. And if you're older, the most that I charge is $300. So if you're 60 years of age, it's $300. And if you're 90 years of age, it's still $300. So I don't charge over that. And I've worked with a lot of people who are well over 65. So they seem to be very awake wanting to release their traumas to get out of here. So I'll do another clearing. How does that feel for you, Sylvia?
And, you know, I'd like to just talk a minute more about it before we get into the next healing. Because I know you've said in the past that the emotional clearing is the most important clearing. If people do one thing with you, that's the most important one to do because it does take away all this emotional trauma and density that we're sitting in that prevents our spirit from being able to be here and be with us. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. And another way of looking at it also is that your spirit has to be healed before you can have a physical healing. So if I approach this differently and I said, the most important healing in your life is to have your spirit healed so you can accept healing. That's what this also does. But the emotions, you know, that's stored in your body will keep your body from dying. And it will help you regain your spirit energy back into your body, too. So, you know, it's just so, so important. And, you know, these are three clearings that are done at one time. So I think it's quite a bargain. There's also other things that, you know, are being done at the same time, which the light shift won't really talk about, but it does a lot more than this. But like I say, if you're going to do one thing with me, do the emotional clearing, because it puts you into the moment. Remember, what you're doing is, in this lifetime, what's in front of you on your plate at the table is your emotional traumas for this lifetime. And they're always going to be there. And if you change partners, or you change your job, or you think you're going to get out of a situation in your life by moving to a different location or whatever, it's not going to happen, because your body wants to heal this issue of block energy. So what it'll do, it'll bring to you people, places, things with the very same agenda, and it'll just be a different face with the same scenario. So you must heal these energies, and they're all emotionally based, and your ancestors gave you this wonderful gift to store it inside of your body, which will eventually kill you, and this is their gift to you. So now you have to deal with it, and how you deal with it is your choice. But to be put into the moment, which is what this healing does, it eliminates all that past trauma in this lifetime, and it allows you to be more present. And this is the whole key to the healing. It's just very, very wonderful.
Well, I think a lot of times, especially in relationships, people recycle that stuff over and over with a different partner. They think another person is going to, you know, make all the difference, and then they wind up in the same situations over and over again. And with this clearing done, you can just absolutely have that feeling of a fresh start and a clean slate and be able to create what it is that you intend to create without having to fight your way through all these old densities, things that you're not even aware of, and like you said, you didn't even create them because they were passed down to you, oftentimes from your ancestors.
Yes, that's correct. And I had one gentleman who came to me a while back. He says, "Ron, I need this healing." And he goes, "The reason why I need it because I've had 5 wives so far, and none of them seem to satisfy me." You know. And he goes, "You know, I know it has to be me. It's not them. And I need this healing pretty bad. I want to go into another relationship." And so he had the healing.
Oh, that's great.
So he didn't want to draw this type of relationship to him, which is what he'd be doing.
Right. It seems like our emotional baggage makes us like have magnets for certain types of things that we draw to ourselves.
Yep, that's right. And it's all stored inside of your body. Like I said, it's a gift from your ancestors, and your body decides what it chooses to work on and when. And at that point, these energies kind of get recycled in your auric field, and you start drawing people to you, and life attracts life. And all of a sudden, you're on this wonderful roller coaster ride, and you know, you don't know which way you're going until the ride stops. And hopefully you can catch it at the beginning and turn it off. And this is why the emotional healing is so beneficial, because it puts you right into the moment. And if you just look at the clearing that I did for you, you're actually a couple years younger emotionally without trauma, as you say. And so you're at the spot probably of basically 3 years ago in your life of whatever you were dealing with. And from 3 years to current, it's erased from you. So this is the wonderful thing about this healing, is that you can be in the moment. And you cannot be in the moment with emotional traumas, because your body will keep recycling them. It has to be healed from you.
And you know, I was thinking about that too, as far as people trying to, you know, manifest certain things in their lives, which has been so much topic of discussion in the last year or so. And, you know, if you have this lower density stuff that's still in your space or in your body or field around you, and that is, like you said, like attracts like, you're going to be attracting things to you that match those frequencies. Even if you're saying in your head or writing on paper, this is what I want to create, this is going to still bring things to you until you clear it out.
Yes, that's right. So your reality is what your body wishes to store inside of it. And when your body stores it, it creates an energy block. And this energy blockage will eventually, you know, cause your physical body to die. And it will keep recycling the issue to you consciously, hopefully that you would get it before you lose some kind of body part or something, or you get into a bad car accident or something like that to get your attention. So your body is really trying definitely hard to help you, to help itself. But like I said before, you know, if your ego is taller than your soul, then you're on you know, the wrong train, you know. You're going a train downhill completely without brakes on it. So you want to have this clearing done so you're able to live a more successful life and to walk and talk with your spirit. Because like I said, your spirit will not come into these emotional densities. And this is why you don't heal. What happens is that the divine will send you energy for healing when you request it. And it comes into your spirit. Well, how big is your spirit in your body? How much is it going to cover? How much territory? Is it only enough to cover one arm and you're asking to have healing for your pancreas or your intestines, you know? It just can't do that if it's not going to be there. And then the next thing is it comes next into from your spirit energy, from your spirit, but it's trying to grab from the divine, which is 100%. If it can only hold 10%, then that 10% and the 90% is lost because you can't grab it all. Your glass is already filled full of entities, so you can't come into your vessel. Okay, then from there it goes into the emotional body. Now the emotional body needs that spiritual energy to live on. Remember, you're a host for this. It needs needs spiritual energy for it to live a sustained life. So now it'll start taking away that 10% of the energy. And you might get a 0.5% left at the other side of it, which is used for your healing to the physical body. So this whole process is needed so much that every church should be teaching this and connecting you with your divine, your own spirit, and taking away entities. And, you know, what's strange for me is that I haven't seen anything printed. Imagine it's out there. I hope it would be, but... you know, Jesus had disciples. And so what he did is he taught the same thing that I'm teaching right now to his disciples so they could carry on and heal people. And then the disciples taught people. So where is all this lost information? What did the Galactic Federation do with it? Why, you know, where is it? Because it was there given to the population for healing. So this always puzzles me. Everybody looks at Jesus as doing these wonderful things, but he was a teacher. You know, what happened to his students, you know, and their students, and the lineage of healing, how the divine is supposed to be working with you, through you. And, you know, instead, you know, the churches took it and, you know, diluted it, some of that out and made you go outside of yourself to create a God outside of yourself, which is the dark side trying to get your energy from your body. But anyway, that's probably a whole other show, but for me it's kind of frustrating and why these energies haven't been held sacred and why churches today that you pay money to go to learn spirituality, why they don't teach this right off the bat. You know, they talk about creating your reality. You don't have enough spirit energy with you to even do that creation. And to me, it's just, you know, a very sad state of affairs and how religion has taken away your personal power. But anyway.
Well, I think we have about 4 or 5 minutes left for today's broadcast. So So what about doing a glass of water, charging the glass of water with a light beam before we sign off?
Okay, sounds wonderful. So I'd like all of you to look at the program for today. And you're going to see, or if you don't find today's program with Creation Light Shift, just look at one of the days where you find Creation Light Shift listed and click on it. I have four programs a week. And then you're going to come up with my homepage on Don's website there. And from there, go down or scroll down to the light beam. So just click on Creation Light Shift. You can go from Sunday. We have a show on Monday, a show on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And the Friday night is late night. So just click on one of those and scroll down. You're going to see the beautiful light beam. And get a glass of water. So I'll give you about a minute to do that. Normally, like 8 to 12 ounces is adequate. And right now, we're going to be energizing this beautiful light beam on your screen. And you more than likely see her face change somewhat. It depends on how good your monitor is. And her light frequencies will change around her head. Those rays will change colors. She'll become more three-dimensional. Her eyes will get brighter. You may see her actually kind of like lift off of the monitor a little bit here as she gets more detail to her face. And this is one of the light beams that was drawn by an artist who was on the light shift, and she drew this real time. This is through one of our healing sessions that we had, one of my conference call lines that I have during the week here. And I charge $20 for a one-hour healing if you're interested. You can connect with me. You can call my toll-free number if you wish and connect with me that way. And here we go. Just get your glass of water now. And one hand on each side of it. And she's very activated right now. And this takes about a half a minute to do. So you may start to feel the frequencies change in your body as she connects with your heart center. The divine works with the heart. They work through your spirit. They don't work with your mind, with your head, or anything else. The light only comes in first into your heart center. And you may start to feel your hands tingle right now. You might feel them buzz. And you might even feel like your hands are actually connected directly to the water inside of your container that you have there, your little glass of water. And she needs about another 10 seconds, she's saying. And she'll be activated now for the last half an hour. So what you could do is just leave her on your monitor and ask her for healings. Remember, this is a conscious being, and she's putting her divine energy into the picture on your monitor. And then she will leave her frequency in about a half an hour, so she'll be out of going back to the light shift. But she'll stay with you for a half an hour to assist you for healings. And she's ready. She's done. So you can take your glass of water right now and take a sip of it and just see how your water tastes.
Oh, the water is very silky and smooth today for me.
Yep, so is mine. Mine tastes wonderful.
And as you drink water, this will help you with your healing and detoxification. And for those of you that are new to Ron's program, he does weekly conference calls where you can charge 7 gallons of water for drinking for the whole next week and also some people use it for bathing. And basically that water will help you with preparation for the ascension process.
Yes, that's correct. So what you could even do is if you maybe have a cup of water left over here, you could put that into your bath water this evening if you like. And you might run the water first and step into the tub or get into the tub and then add the water in after the water's going to be half-filled or something and feel the difference on it. It'll be quite different. But our time's kind of running out now a little bit. So This is what we do. We do healings on each show. And if you wish to connect with me, my phone number is 1-877, and we'll just use the catchy phrase, ET Heals. So what I am is an extraterrestrial to the extraterrestrials that are here. I'm a light being. I'm the creation light ship. And hope you've all had a wonderful experience tonight and some healing work done. And remember, just ask that light being to help you. And if you happen to go on my conference calls, you may actually see her up on the light ship working with you. So we'll get off the line now and close this evening. And thank you, Don, for helping us and having us come on here. We appreciate your services. And I'll just say goodbye to everyone and have a wonderful evening.
Good night to all and blessings to all.
Thank you.